Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, my friends, time for What Would Deacon Do? Hallelujah.
Once a week on this show, or thereabouts, our very religious producer, Reverend Rob, is kind enough to help a listener who is facing a moral dilemma during What Would Deacon Do?
I love that jam.
And I got a long email yesterday. I won't mention the guy's name, but it's very extensive, so I will read it verbatim. I am currently a 37-year-old male who works for a bank in New England. I used to hook up with this girl in my old department in Rhode Island until I was transferred up to Massachusetts. She was very good in bed and a bit of a freak in a good way. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
We stopped hooking up because of my transfer, and she also was transferred to a different department. During the time of my transfer, I met my future wife, and we have been together for over 5 years. Last year, I was transferred back to my old department in Rhode Island to manage a team. And a few weeks after I was transferred, she was given a management position in the same department as well, former girlfriend. I used to also have a bit of a crush on her cuter second cousin, who also works for the same bank.
Oh, boy.
And also works in that same department and is a team leader for another smaller group. We've all been very casual and professional. There are no awkward moments or feelings. We remain friends. Recently, at a company outing where there was some drinking involved, by the way, that phrase, it always leads to any kind of
good
a problem.
Stuff, yeah.
Company, well, you say good stuff. Manager might say bad stuff.
Company outing or drinking
company
involved?
Building.
Company outing. The phrase is company outing where there is drinking involved.
You could just sum it up with drinking involved.
Right.
Usually it's going south.
At this company outing, myself and my former hookup started chatting, and we were making jokes about hooking up.
Oh, God.
And
that.
After about an hour or so, when we were alone at the bar, she mentioned to me how her second cousin was getting married in February and that she and her second cousin have been hooking up over the last few years.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
She mentioned that her second cousin had a thing for me and that she knew that we had hooked up in the past. Prior to getting married, she had a checklist of things that she wanted to do, and one of them was a threesome.
Oh, my.
She asked my former hookup to see how it would if I would be interested, and they would like to both hook up after the holidays are over, most likely during the weekend of her bachelorette party.
Good Lord.
Just a side note, one of the things I always wanted to do before getting married was to have a threesome as well.
Oh, really?
But it never happened. And no, I did not want to pay for one.
Is that the sympathy card he's trying to pull?
Right.
Oh, and by the way,
this
has been my only make-a-wish ever.
They are both hot, and I know my former hookup is great in bed, and now I'm stuck in this dilemma. I want to go for it because I know both of them. I know it'll be a lot of fun. What would Deacon do?
I'm wondering where he was. Is it Baybank? Shawmut?
Right. Please.
You think? You guys think? I know
it's,
I wouldn't say it. But
Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Remember Baybank?
How many banks are there? I mean,
dude, you don't have a dilemma. You're married. This is why the divorce rate is what it is. LB likes to brag about it, but I think there's a different story to why the divorce rate is there. Bud, if you got a sexual bucket list, you don't get married. Just a little bit. Where was the mentor in your life that let you know that? And if you do get married, guess what? That bucket list goes out the window. I love how this guy's like, oh, we were joking about hooking up. Nobody jokes about hooking up, you asshat.
No.
Unless you're 13 and like throwing a line out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, what is wrong with you? I seriously, it baffles me sometimes that, because here's what I've heard women and men both say. Well, it's a guy's nature to just want to, you know, go around and impregnate everyone on earth,
right, right.
And he can't help it. Okay, well, if you know that you're that guy, you don't put a ring on it.
I mean, for me, this is a to-do list.
You know? Yeah, of course. So it's
okay, so that's the other thing I like to do. You walk that scenario out, right? Are you good at keeping secrets? Are you really good at hiding things? Because that's what your life becomes. And then everything from there on out is paranoia. So you will start to be convinced that she's hooking up with someone at work. You will start to, you know, defend yourself at random moments and blurt out, no, I wasn't cheating on you with that side of gravy. I was just passing it to her. Oh, my God, what is going on? And you're going to lose your mind. This is, if you have a dad or someone you trust, an old man, go ask him. Go ask, especially if they're still married. That's what I love to do. I go talk to my Uncle Scott, who's been married forever to his high school sweetheart, right. And he lets me know, you know what marriage is?
Through thick or thin, yeah.
Yeah, it's work, buddy. You're not always going to want to be there, and the devil strolls in a red dress and high heels and tell you, oh, we've always had a crush on you, and that's a big setup. Okay,
so you're
pal?
Saying he should probably decline for the sake of his marriage? Is that what you're saying?
Well, do you want to be married? Because then there's the other road that maybe you should not have gotten married. You're an idiot. Hey, we've all been there. We make these mistakes. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Then nullify it and get on with your sexual bucket list.
You're saying this is a situation where he should not make a deposit.
Correct.
Okay, yes. All right.
No deposit.
This is no.
Leave that vault alone, buddy.
This is a vault that he should stay out of.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about the two second cousins?
I see in my world that's
not a problem.
Having the girl on
second,
girl, is that okay?
Cousins.
I guess it's
as
okay.
As long as the second cousin's future husband is cool with it, I guess.
My good. I just love how in that email, there's certain things where he tries to paint himself as, you know, and this is all I've ever wanted. It only comes once in a lifetime.
It does.
But nobody's feeling bad for you. Why don't you go plead that case to your wife, though, pal? Well, all right.
But Rev, I've been a really, really good husband for like 5 years.
Santa, I've been awesome all year. This is not the sexual Santa Claus, pal.
Can I just, I mean.
Yeah.
Do you think there's an HR issue here?
There's more than an HR.
There happens to be several HR issues in this thing. All
if
right.
life had an HR, no. they'd be issuing.
Now, here's a guy who says, so when his wife leaves him in 5 years, he's going to be so angry that he didn't go for the threesome, right?
Yep.
That's my
hold on.
There's the attitude.
See, that,
I like that guy
wait
right
a minute.
There.
Do you hear yourself? Right? Yeah. That's not the attitude. You're setting yourself up for failure. If you're living this marriage for the next 5 years going, I should have, then buddy, just get divorced now and you don't make her do it to you. You got to get honest with yourself. If you got a sexual bucket list, this is for every guy out there. You should not be looking for the one that you want to marry.
All right. By the way, my apologies to all of the women who listen to this show whose husbands work at a bank.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts.
There's a lot of you.
You better do a little digging and find out who this is.
You have officially been saved by WAAF.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.